This is another beautiful day, the 13th day of the month of May, year 2022. What a beautiful day. We bless God for what He has done. We bless God for the concluded program we have just had. And many of you that were able to connect to that program, were able to watch it on your YouTube. God bless you. We had a lot of comments. And we bless God for what God has done. We believe that there's going to be myriads of testimony in a very great numbers. And you are going to also share testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. We thank God for God. We thank God for His mercy of God upon our lives. We thank God for what He has been doing. And we pray that the Lord will do more in the name of Jesus Christ. Just lift up your two hands as we appreciate the Lord, as we worship the Lord, as we give God the glory, as we magnify the Lord. He is able, oh, abundantly able, oh, to deliver and to save. My God is able, oh, abundantly able, oh, to deliver and to set us free. I appreciate the Lord and bless His name. Begin to worship the Lord. Begin to give God the glory. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. There is no one like You. You are the King of glory. You are the Lord of lords. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. A louder amen. Amen. Now lift up your voice and pray this simple prayer very well. Let the prayer be, let the aggression of your prayer be strong, you know, because this is High Voltage Prayer section. And as you pray now, a lot of things begin to happen. You must not pray a fireless prayer. Pray like a prayer eagle. Open your mouth and say this one. Say, oh God, my Father, promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, promote my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every satanic altar raised against my prayer life, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Every satanic altar raised against my prayer life, I pull you down. I pull you down. I pull you down. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Every satanic altar raised against my prayer life, I pull you down. I pull you down. I pull you down in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, demon of lukewarmness, depart from my life in the name of Jesus. Demon of lukewarmness, depart from my life in the name of Jesus. Demon of lukewarmness, depart from my life in Jesus' name. We pray this next prayer. Pray very well. Every satanic kingdom working against my life, fail in the name of Jesus. Every satanic kingdom working against my life, fail in the name of Jesus. Every satanic kingdom working against my life, fail in Jesus' name. We pray. Now shout it very well. Say, I frustrate every instrument of the enemy fashioned against my life in the name of Jesus. I frustrate every instrument of the enemy fashioned against my life in the name of Jesus. I frustrate every instrument of the enemy fashioned against my life in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every household enemy, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Every household enemy, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Every household enemy, receive open disgrace. Receive open disgrace in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, I withdraw the staff of my bread. I withdraw the staff of my bread from the hand of the strong man. The staff of bread, it is that very particular work you do. I withdraw the staff of my bread from the hand of the strong man in the name of Jesus. I will drop the staff of my bread from the hand of the strong man in the name of Jesus. I will drop the staff of my bread from the hand of the strong man in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, let every opposition to my breakthrough be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every opposition to my breakthrough be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every opposition to my breakthrough be disgraced by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. As we are praying, I want somebody to connect to this breakthrough that is about to come. Somebody is going to experience a mighty breakthrough, and this is the prayer you pray. Say, my Father, give me a surprise package that will lift me up in the name of Jesus. My Father, give me a surprise package that will lift me up in the name of Jesus. My Father, give me a surprise package that will lift me up in the name of Jesus. My Father, give me a surprise package that will lift me up in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power behind the problem I'm going through, in the name of Jesus, any power behind the problem I'm going through, in the name of Jesus, any power behind the problems I'm going through, in Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes, look at something is happening now. Whatever the enemy has fashioned against you, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic yoke upon your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Any satanic meeting going on against you shall be canceled by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Say, I break to pieces every pot of darkness working against my progress in the name of Jesus. I break to pieces every pot of darkness working against my progress in the name of Jesus. I break to pieces every pot of darkness working against my progress in Jesus. Say, every satanic decree against my prosperity be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic decree against my prosperity be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic decree against my prosperity be destroyed by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. God bless you. The Bible says we are not warring against the flesh. We are not warring against the flesh. That is why you need to understand what I'm going to discuss now. How can you defeat prayerlessness? How can you defeat prayerlessness? Number one, you must make up your mind that prayerlessness must die. Number two, you must deal with your flesh with discipline. Like I told you, prayer is not easy. We must be very specific. We must be very sincere with that. Prayer is a battle. It's like a wrestling match. And prayer is like somebody in a labor room. So you have to discipline your flesh. Discipline whatever does not want you to pray. Don't pray when you feel like praying. Pray when you don't feel like praying. You have to discipline yourself. So if you want to really deal with prayerlessness, you must discipline yourself. You must make up your mind to discipline flesh. Because flesh will not pray. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. And for you to pray without ceasing, you must have trained yourself. Because flesh will oppose it. Flesh will not want you to pray. So you must determine to pray. How do you deal with prayerlessness? You must also ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit that can help us with a groaning that cannot be uttered. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. When you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, sincerely, you'll find that things will be easy. For that things will be easy. I pray for you that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you deal with prayerlessness? You must make up your mind that prayer is like a do or die thing. Make up your mind that you will not do anything before you sleep without prayer. When you wake up, you will not do anything without prayers. So when you make prayer number one priority in your life, then prayerlessness will die. I pray that the Almighty God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your bottle of water, bottle of oil, as I pray. Father, we thank you for the bottle of water and the water bottle of oil. Let the bottle of water and the oil receive the power of Holy Ghost. Let the anointing in the blood of Jesus Christ flow into that bottle of oil, flow into that bottle of water. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to drink it a little bit. And say this one, say, I swallow the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I swallow the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I swallow the fire of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I swallow the fire of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I swallow the fire of Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Now rub it on your chest. Say, every satanic deposit, lay your hand on your chest. Be melted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit, be melted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit, be melted by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, I overcome prayerlessness. In the name of Jesus, 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 I overcome prayerlessness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your head and lay your hand on that head. We are going to pray three prayer points very well. Say, every stubborn foundational problem in my life, in the name of Jesus, every stubborn foundational problem in my life, in the name of Jesus, every stubborn foundational problem in my life, in the name of Jesus, every stubborn foundational problem in my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, consequence of evil incision in my life, in the name of Jesus, consequence of evil incision in my life, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, satanic reinforcement against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic reinforcement against my life, scatter in Jesus' name, we pray. Now take the oil, rub it on your stomach. And say, anything done against my life, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything done against my life, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now put your hand on your belly button and say, every power of family idol, every power of family idol affecting my life, in the name of Jesus, every power of family idol affecting my life, in the name of Jesus, every power of family idol affecting my life, in the name of Jesus, every power of family idol affecting my life, in Jesus' name, pray. Repeat after me now, remove your hand. Say, I prophesy into my life, it shall be well with me. Say, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I shall move forward. Say, my enemy shall sink like a lead in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I shall arise and possess my possession. Say, no demonic hold will have grip over my life. Say, every evil egg laid against me be broken by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, I claim my freedom from the consequences of curses. I claim my freedom from the consequences of evil pronouncement. Say, I claim my freedom from the consequences of hereditary diseases. I claim my freedom from the consequences of attitude problem. I claim my freedom from the consequences of idolatry. I claim my freedom from the consequences of sin and misfortune. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, every power assigned to trouble me, die by fire. Every power assigned to trouble me, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now lay your hand upon your head and prophesy like this. Say, I am a covenant child. I am a covenant child. No evil shall befall me. I'm a child of the kingdom. Any ritual or fetish power fashioned against me shall lose their power and lose their hold. Say, from today, military angel shall surround me. Say, every good thing that also witchcraft has confiscated, I receive them back. All my benefits stolen by the dead, I receive them back in sevenfold. The clock and the timetable of my life that has been affected by the enemy, be withdrawn from the hand In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, that this a prophetic, deep prophetic decree. May the Almighty God answer our prayers. May there be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every evil hand upon your life to be roasted. I command every evil hand controlling your destiny to be roasted. The power of God shall fall upon your body, and the spirit of infirmity shall disappear. The spirit of confusion shall disappear. Every spirit of death pursuing your life shall go back to the sender. You spirit of untimely death, we bury you in the name of Jesus Christ. We command every impossibility in your life to become possible. Every yoke of infirmity, arrow of ulcer, arrow of cancer, arrow of tumor, I command you now, get out and go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Look at what God has done there. Mighty miracles, mighty wonders. Aha. Now, I pray for you that from today, you will be the head, you will never be the tail. The power of God shall lift you up. And the invisible demonic power monitoring your life shall be buried alive. You will possess your possession. As many of you that are expecting your green card, your permanent residence, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. All your good expectations shall be granted. The Almighty God shall favor you, and the power of God shall minister to your life. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray on all the prayer requests. May the hand of the Lord rest on the request, and may there be testimony in Jesus' name. Beloved, in case you had encountered the power of God and you want to give testimony, you can send it across to us in our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Fextac Town. And our international headquarters is Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry International Headquarters at number 13 Ola Simbo Street, Unike Sabuyaba, just behind the second gate of UNILAG, University of Lagos, and very close to Queen's College. God bless you as you pay us a visit in Jesus' name. It's well with you.